Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ulei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak, we are Mesechta Sota. We're in the first parak Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Ketzad Mekanela, if her husband has to warn her and seclude, and the woman has to ignore the warning of the husband, if she's going to become a Sota, how is he supposed to warn her? How is the kinui supposed to work? So he says to her in front of two people, I don't want you to speak, and so and so. And then she spoke to him, even if she was alone with him. She's still allowed back into her house to be with her husband, and if she's married to a Kohen, she's still allowed to eat truma, since he only warned her against talking, not about being alone with him. So therefore, the warning doesn't count and can't make her a sota. But if he says, if she says, don't be alone with the fellow, and then she went into a private area, and she stayed there enough time for her to actually have bia, to have relations, so then she becomes a sota, asur lebesa, asur lechol betruma. She's not allowed back home, and she's not allowed to, if she was married to a Kohen, she can't eat truma. Now, in Mace, if she would have died, if the husband dies, the actual husband, so then, before she gets a chance to be tested by the Sota order, Choletza Salomasi Abemis, she would have Chalitza if she was left without any children, and not Yibam. The Ilu Asurus Milacha B'Truma, the following Sotas are not allowed to eat truma forever. Homer's Tamea Nilach, if she says, I admitted that I committed adultery, she can't eat truma anymore. V'shabo Edim Shi Tamea, the Edim came along and said that she was Tamea. V'homer's Eini Shoso, if a woman says, I won't drink the water. V'shabayla Eina Rotzalash Goso, if her husband doesn't want her to drink the water. V'shabala Ba'ala Baderech, or the husband had relations with her on the way to the Beis Din. In all these cases, she's known to be guilty, or she can't be tested with the water to see if she's guilty. So she stays a sota, and she can't have relations with her husband and eat truma. So ketzad osela. So what is he supposed to do with her? He takes her and the witnesses to the court where the couple lives. The court hears the witness's testimony, if there's kinui and there's stira, and if we figure out that she is indeed a sota, they have to bring her up to Yerushalayim. So Moshe and Loshna, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, they send him two Torah scholars to accompany him and his wife up to Yerushalayim, Shema Yavu Al Abba Derech, because otherwise they might have relations on the way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baila Neman Aleha, Rabbi Yehuda says the husband is trusted not to sin with her, so they don't have to send the two Talmidei Chachamim, but the practice is not that way. Then the bottom line is that we do send the Talmidei Chachamim under these circumstances. So we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.